The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your guest host, Dr. H. Fruwald. Yes, it is November 5th, 2024. It is election day, or some people might say C-election day. Do we really have honest, fair elections anymore? Well, there are people that say that we do. There are people, of course, that say that we do not. Today, I want to just, again, focus on really what's, I think, the most important crossroads in America. We see all kinds of advertisements about Democracy Day, you know, go out and vote. I mean, constantly. I don't watch a lot of TV except to tune into a sporting event once in a while. I love my Utah Jazz, and I love to play basketball, and so I'll tune into that and occasionally a golf tournament. Other than that, I don't see a lot of TV, and that's okay, for me at least. But folks, listen, we are not a democracy. We don't pledge allegiance to our Stars and Stripes flag and to the democracy for which it, the flag, stands. We pledge allegiance to the republic for which it stands. Now, people say, well, come on, Dr. Ott, that is really kind of silly. Republic is a democracy. No, no, no. Far from it. If you can learn anything from listening to me on the radio today, is to understand this. And I understand I'm probably preaching to the choir. It's nothing new to most people who are awake and listening to the show. But I just must say, a republic is so much different, so much different than a democracy. Our founding fathers knew it. Absolutely. A lot of people in America today do not know it, and that's a tragedy. Because you see, a democracy is best described by Benjamin Franklin as two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. The wolves outnumber the sheep 2-1. We vote, we have lamb chops. What's the lamb going to say? Okay, yeah, I'll bring the mint juleps. I'll bring the mint jelly, right? No, the absolute truth is a republic is a well-armed lamb defending its rights, not to be eaten by the wolves. And that's the difference, folks. Because, see, you have to have empowering to the lambs, the sheep, the small people. That's what a republic is, of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from the earth. It's a pretty simple and basic concept, ladies and gentlemen. But my goodness, it's so critically important, absolutely so critically important. So we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. What's the rest of it? Yeah, you know it. If you grew up in the 50s and 60s and the 70s, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Justice for all. Well, I mean, really? Justice for all? Even the lamb, the little sheep, The little one with the powerful wolves wanting to eat it up for dinner? Yeah, folks, that's what a republic is. Those are the immortal words of Benjamin Franklin, one of the framers of our Constitution. We can never go away from those basic concepts, folks. We the people have to have an understanding, a knowledge of these most basic principles. We have to. Were we at a crossroads today, ladies and gentlemen? We are at an absolute crossroads. Will we choose life and liberty or death and literal captivity? That's really what's at stake here. Do we have an honest electorate? I hope so. I pray so. In my heart of heart, I believe the good people of America say we do. They want it. We all want it. That's the basic pillar of a republic. For the lamb, you see, to vote, that's what counts. If you take away the right of the sheep or the lamb to cast an honest vote, then you have oligarchy, you have democracy, you have big corporations cutting lambs up into lamb chops and smacking their lips and eating them for dinner. That's why it's so critical to have an honest election. Oh, things are happening, folks. We see things are shaping up for a repeat of 2020. And I reach out to those individuals who were still incarcerated. I don't know how many hundreds for sure there are. I'd like to take an hour and read their names and pray for them, because that's what it's going to take, folks. One nation under God, indivisible. America is great, Mr. Trump. We want to make America great again. We turn to our God again. America is great because only America is good. And America is good. Our God, our Father in heaven, looks down and blesses us. That's a promise. That is a promise. I want to just, as I was asked last week to host this critical hour show, I thought a lot about what is best to do. What is best? What can I say? What rhetoric can I possibly say that will make any difference in the national picture at all? I'm just one little measly voice. I'm a weakling. I have no power of billions of dollars like an Elon Musk. I don't have billions at my disposal. I don't have a lot of money like Donald J. Trump does. So what can I do? I can just simply do one thing. I can turn to my Father in heaven, my Father God, in power prayer. I know it works, ladies and gentlemen. I do know the power of prayer can never, ever, ever be underestimated. So I want to just begin this broadcast. We're going to go back, and I had a lot of requests last time I was on the show for the clip of Judge Joe Brown. It's timeless. Judge Joe Brown, my golly, he's coming out fearlessly, exposing the truth about this imposter, this thief, this one who robs and steals, who brings death to the unborn, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Kamala the Commie Harris. It is what it is. And her hand-picked running mate. What he did in the halls of the legislature of Minnesota is stunning. How more abortions, late-term abortions, yeah, even up to 9 months, folks, it's happening under the prospective vice president role as governor. It's amazing. What happens in the governor's office makes a difference. It's a piece of the pie. And if you pollute the whole pie, the pie becomes deadly poison. So, folks, we have a God in heaven who loves us. He understands freedom. That's what it's all about. I want to just dedicate this show tonight to that one thing. That we can just pray. I wanted to also do some music, but I, doing a sound check is really weird. My microphone will not pick up my guitar songs, my guitar riffs. So that's okay. It's nothing recorded. I wanted to do live worship music. We'll dispense with that. Perhaps try it and see what happens and pray for a miracle. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, we need to go back and understand Scripture and what Scripture is all about. I want to just focus today, before we go to Judge Brown's clip, I want to go back and just share with you one of my favorite scriptures in the Old Testament that is on my wall right here in my den in my office where I'm broadcasting tonight. 2 Chronicles 7:14. I love the number 7. I love double 7:14. It's a powerful, powerful, powerful verse. Because when God says something to his prophets, to his anointed ones, there's no time limit. It's unexpired. There is no time in the nether realms. In the realm of God's universe, folks, in his quantum structure, there is no time as we know it. There is no clock on the wall in God's den. There just isn't. So his promises are timeless. They are never changing. They're for real. And it says this, if my people, who are my people? Simply those people who were called by my name, who call themselves Christians, who call themselves enlightened and then have the Holy Spirit, the Ruach Kodesh with them. If my people, doesn't say how many, doesn't say how many, doesn't say if all, it says my people's, maybe one, maybe a dozen. Maybe 1,000. It doesn't say, but if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, two parts, humble themselves, throw away that ego, throw away that panache, throw away that shield of falseness, of carnality, throw away that, get on your knees, be humble, humble themselves and pray. And seek my face. There's humbling, praying, seeking his face. And turn from their wicked ways. See, it's four parts. It's a contract. So what is a contract, ladies and gentlemen? You've got to humble yourselves. You've got to pray with power and force. Seek his face. In other words, invoke his presence that he must come and whip and witness unto you through the Holy Spirit, the Ruach Kodesh. It will happen. And you've got to turn from your wicked ways. You've got to abandon whatever you think is important in your life that's meaningless. Making millions of dollars, making a big fat bank account. Well, folks, that's a wicked way. You're not seeking him. You're not, you see, seeking his will and to glorify him in your life. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. But here's the promise. It's a powerful promise. If you do those four things, what are they? Humbling, praying, seeking his face, and turning from the wicked ways, focusing on what is treasures in heaven, folks. Then, the promise is then, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Did you understand what that means? The promise is pure. He will heal. He forgives us. He is always willing to forgive us. He loves us so intensely. All we have to do is ask for that. Lord, I'm a sinner. I need you. I need you now. I need you more than ever. I will forsake my sin. I will focus on you and you alone. So heal our land. That is a promise, 2 Chronicles 7:14. So that's today, even though it's a spoken word, folks, that is a prayer from the heart from me, your host, Dr. A. Truott. It's a prayer. Father God, we just absolutely pray 2 Chronicles to you today. As this nation goes into this incredible crossroads, we choose you to be this nation under God. Our nation needs to be healed. You know this. You know all things, dear Father. You know it. So reach forth your hand and heal this land. Those people that think that they can steal this republic, block them with your mighty angels, Heavenly Father. Block them. Block them. And what the enemy focuses on for evil, you know you can tune it for good. You did it in Joseph, and we've recorded in Genesis 50. You do this. You're good at it. Take what the enemy has meant for evil, dear Father, and turn it for the good of this nation so that we, as a nation under you, can honor you for your good and your glory. Heavenly Father, we pray. We pray tonight with power. In the name of his Son, Yahushua Messiah, we pray power prayer today, folks. Father, we command the holy angels to come and protect those little ones, those little innocent ones that are still in the womb, hasn't even brought their first breath out. We pray protection of life and liberty for those defenseless ones. We can do no less than protect those. We know that this evil one, the adversary, has sought the lives of these little ones since the beginning of time, since the days of Adam and Eve. We know the adversary hates these little ones. He knows their life and their purity and their pure blood, and he uses them for power, blood and power on this earth. We rebuke that power, Heavenly Father. We condemn those abortionists. We condemn those who would snuff out the lives of our little ones, because that, as you know, Father, we understand you. That is your will, to have each individual manifest. Every heartbeat of a child is your heartbeat. You have a plan for these little ones. It's not in your plan to have that erased. It's not in your plan for us as people who love you. Father, we rebuke in your holy name those who would kill these little ones. We understand that this is really what this election is all about, more than ever. We understand that pure evil of the one party, the demon party, that brings abortion bans to their convention and offers them free, that is an abomination. We, the people, say no to that. We rebuke that. In your name, Heavenly Father, even Heroia, the Father, the Holy One, please, please heal our land. We turn our eyes to you. We dedicate this hour and every hour to your glory. We do it in your Son's holy name, even Yahshua, Messiah, the Holy One. Send us Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, the feminine love that brings us all understanding and knowledge. Help us understand the enemy. Help us to be as wise as the serpents we fight. Help us to be as harmless as doves. We seek to shed no blood, Heavenly Father, but we will not be tread upon. We will not be abused, because abusing us is abusing you. We stand for you as we did, as you empowered Joshua. Empower us. We pray this again in the holy name of your Son, Yahshua Messiah. Amen, amen, and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that prayer is not written out. It's simply from the heart. It is what it is. I wanted to share today with you the importance of understanding how and why this one nation under God was first established in 1776. Do you think for 1 minute, in the depths of cold Valley Forge, freezing temperatures, no shoes, no boots, very little provisions, hunger was rampant, not a lot of food, yet the core group of these patriots saw the vision through their leader, George Washington. That's why he's so revered. And yeah, people say, oh, well, George Washington was a Mason. He can't be good. Folks, no. Masonry went our founding fathers were a part of it, was a building guild. They were not infiltrated by the Illuminati back then. They didn't. It wasn't until May 1st of the same year, 1776, that Adam Weishaupt received a vision from the top demon himself, Father Lucifer. Yes, the bearer of light, the light bearer, brought Adam Weishaupt, quote, the darkest priesthood the world has ever known. See, Lucifer had something to do. He knew that the dawn of freedom was breaking in America, this chosen, wonderful, beautiful land. From Maine to California, what a beautiful land we have. He knew that he had to bring out his top dogs, his priest, his most unholy priesthood. And the Illuminati was born, ladies and gentlemen. The Illuminati had a grand plan because, you know, Satan and his demons, a third of the hosts of heaven, the fallen angels, they knew that they have to infiltrate and corrupt. And so they saw, oh, there's a special guild of Freemasons. We're going to infiltrate that. And we're going to plant our agents in that. And we're going to corrupt that from the inside. And that's exactly what happened. We see the history of a Captain William Morgan, a Revolutionary War hero, one of those who fought alongside George Washington and others. We see him getting a full picture of the infiltration of the Illuminati, the satanic rituals, the secret signs and tokens and blood oaths. That all happened in the early 1800s, ladies and gentlemen. And we see him exposing this in a big lodge in upstate New York, the Batavia Lodge. It just happened to be the same lodge where the father of the Mormonism's prophet, Joseph Smith, was a member. Yes, Joseph Smith Sr. and his first son, Alvin, were charter members of this same infiltrated Blue Lodge of Freemasonry. And Captain William Morgan began to spread the word. Folks, we're going to take a break. My goodness, half hour already. Captain William Morgan spread the word and was killed and was murdered. His body thrown over Niagara Falls. Back. Be right back after these messages. Please, stay tuned.
Empower your day by tuning in to the Power Hour live from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time for dynamic discussions and electrifying energy. Got a burning question or a hot take? Call in at 888-429-5471 and be part of the conversation. Can't catch us live? No sweat. Replay the show anytime, anywhere by visiting thepowerhour.com. Want to stay ahead of the curve? Sign up for our daily newsletter and get exclusive show archives and guest info straight to your inbox. Prefer podcasts? We've got you covered on all major platforms and devices. So whether you're tuning in live or catching up on your commute, Power Hour is always within reach. Don't miss out. Join our community and make every hour a Power Hour because your day deserves a boost.
Power your life with the best health, wellness, and readiness products from thepowermall.com. Each purchase you make doesn't just benefit you, it also supports independent news media. That's right. You're backing the good guys who bring you the truth. Feel good knowing that every dollar you spend helps small businesses grow. Imagine a community where your health is optimized and your mind is well informed. That's the future you're building with the Power Hour and the Power Mall. So, take the step today. Empower your wellness and support independent media. Shop smart. Shop independent. Shop thepowermall.com. Together, we make a difference.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
If your wellness routine needs a boost, you're in for a treat. Meet vitamin B17. Did you know that vitamin B17, also known as amygdalin, is a natural compound found in plant-based sources like bitter apricot seeds? It's time to explore how this powerful nutrient can support your overall well-being. Our vitamin B17 capsules and bitter apricot seeds are made with the highest quality standards, ensuring each product is pure, potent, and packed with benefits. Imagine starting your day with a boost of natural goodness. Vitamin B17 is known for its potential health benefits, from supporting your immune system to promoting general wellness. And for those who prefer a convenient option, our extra potent B17 500 milligrams capsules are here to help you on your journey to better health. Why choose Richardson Nutritional Center? Because we believe in providing you with the very best. Our products are meticulously processed to maintain their natural integrity and efficacy. Your health and satisfaction are our top priority. So what are you waiting for? Embark on a natural journey to wellness today. Head over to thepowermall.com or give us a call at 877-817-9829 to place your order. Discover the health benefits of vitamin B17 and take a step towards a healthier, happier you with Richardson Nutritional Center. Act now and feel the difference.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour.
And welcome back for the second half of today's Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. This special, I'm so honored to be a part of this election day, the C-election day. And again, I'm just, it's beyond any one man or woman or even hundreds of men and women at this point. It's in the hand of Almighty God. Make a miracle happen is what we need. We need this country healed. We make America great again by empowering our great Father in heaven. Folks, we all will pass into the veil. We'll pass into immortality. We'll go meet this individual. I'm here to tell you, it will happen. I know it will. You say that, how do I know? Because I've been there, folks. I literally have been on the other side. It happened in 1987. I came back with a full understanding and knowledge of the interactions of the interdimensional world of our Heavenly Father. Where we go. When we breathe our last, ladies and gentlemen, we have that death rattle, our soul will enter into dimensionality. We will meet our Lord and Savior. We will meet Him. We will have to give an accounting of ourselves. And everything, I mean everything, that for the moment we drew breath as a child coming out of the mother's womb, everything is fully, fully there in front of our faces. That's a reality, folks. At least it is to me. I will witness this to you. To all who have ears to hear, I know this is real. We do not have ghosts. We do not have disembodied spirits coming back to channel things to people. We do not. Once you pass through that veil of tears into the presence of our Savior, you're in His rest, awaiting the day of judgment. There's no time on the other side. What feels like an eternity here on earth is but a second there. That's a reality. You are in His rest. Folks, don't be deceived by people that say, I'm a psychic. I can see things. Oh, I channel a spirit, your long-lost relative. I channel them. I bring them to you. Wrong. What they're doing is channeling a familiar spirit. The witch of Endor did that to King Saul, if you recall in scripture. Why did King Saul go to this witch of Endor to consult with a familiar spirit, aka a demon entity? You know why, folks? Because they are accurate. They do. They know. They are extra-dimensional. They know the end from the beginning. They also know they can deceive people. They can give them 95% truth, but twist them. You see, that's what came out of this why Saul was cursed. He didn't rely on his father, his God, Heroia. He did not. He relied on an imposter and was deceived by the familiars. That happened a lot then. It happens today. Don't be deceived. Do not be deceived. I'm here to tell you that those who choose death of the little ones are full of these familiar spirits. That's why it's important. Let's cut right now before we run out of any more time. I want to play Judge Brown. Again, I know people are waiting for that. Judge Joe Brown. My goodness, this is a short little clip, but it's so powerful. Go ahead and let's run it. This is, again, Judge Joe Brown. Go ahead.
She is the first person in California's history to run with no Republican opponent for U.S. Senator. One West Bank. George Soros was the major investor in One West Bank. This is when they were having that mortgage foreclosure fraud situation. I had three neighbors lost their properties behind this fraud. There were 5,200 plus counts of indictments. Soros and Mnuchin raised a lot of money for Kamala, for her to run for the office of Attorney General of the state of California. When she got elected, she used her authority to consolidate all of these indictment counts and dismiss them. 3 weeks later, George Soros sells One West Bank for $3.42 billion, and then they raised a lot of money to get her elected as U.S. Senator without Republican opposition.
Did you catch that? That's a lot of information there, ladies and gentlemen. Who is George Soros? Do we need to go into that? We can spend hours on that. If there ever was a demonically possessed individual, it's that man, okay? And it's, you know, again, this is a crazy thing. There's not that many of these demonically possessed individuals. They just happen to have a lot of money. They manipulate things and they go through greed. They bribe good people and they say, oh, well, you will have a lot of good things. You'll have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in your bank account. That's how the evil one operates, ladies and gentlemen. Money is not evil. Money is merely a tool to facilitate trade and goods, to barter. That's all money is. But the love, you see, the love of money, aka greed, is indeed the root of all evil. That's the big power of the demon hold. They use that powerfully. So as Judge Joan Brown says, you see this grooming of this woman. Could I dare call her a witch of Endor? Does she have familiar spirits guiding her? I would say, in my opinion, absolutely yes. Can people say, well, what about Donald J. Trump? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think there's anything about that with Donald Trump. That makes him much, much the better choice here. Do I agree with Donald J. Trump and all the things? Did he bring us the pandemic? Really, or did he bring it or just use the people to make it happen? Yes, it happened under his watch, okay? Is there questions about that? You bet I have questions about that. But I tell you one thing. The agenda now that when he has Kennedy with him, the Children's Defense Fund is all about Mr. Kennedy. I've talked with him over the years many times about this, exposing the toxic load going into our kids through the jab needles. Do you understand that one of the first things that will happen upon a Trump second presidency is, I think Kennedy will be a big part of this, eliminating fluoride from our water supply. I can't tell you how huge that is, folks. Fluoride, and it's in my book, Wellness, the Secret Assassins in Food, I document exactly what fluoride does to the frontal lobes of the brain. It flat out makes it so that you cannot have cognitive reasoning. It impairs the cognitive reasoning skills of the brain. It just does. Mm-hmm. Not accidental. This is added to toothpaste and to your drinking water supplies in many, many municipalities. Many, many municipalities have it. And much of the water you drink in bottled water is full of laced with fluoride. Folks, we wonder why a person like Kamala Harris could even run for dog catcher, let alone the U.S. Senate, let alone a VP position, let alone being groomed without a vote at the Demonic National Convention, DNC. I'm sorry, the Democratic National Convention. I should have given due respect. All the while she walks by and looks out the window at these numerous abortion vans, abortion RVs, and laughs her silly little cackle and proceeds. Folks, don't be deceived by all the rhetoric, by the lies of these demons. The bottom line is will the unborn be better off under Kamala Harris or Donald J. Trump? There's no doubt in my mind a Donald J. Trump presidency will make a difference. Even if you save 1,000 little babies, it's good. It's a blessed thing. You know, and we, the people, we have a great opportunity to go forward in power and love and rededicate this nation unto God. Will Trump allow that to happen? I believe so. I believe he will allow these freedoms to happen. So that makes, you know, that's why you need to vote that way, folks. Is he a perfect saint? Heavens no. Far from it. He's got a lot of ego in his closet. A lot of ego. Maybe too much ego. But you know who's greater than Trump? 1,000 times greater than Trump? Our resurrected Lord and Savior, Yahshua Messiah. And that's what counts. Last I saw, Donald Trump is a human being. He's flesh and blood. He ages like everybody else. Let's pray that he can be a tool in our Heavenly Father's hands to help heal this nation by turning to him. Folks, I get frustrated, and I hope I don't offend anybody when I say this. I go and I try to preach my message to the Black Robe Regiment to Christian sects. I won't name any specific sects, but you know what I'm talking about, folks. I see a paralysis in the last 2 years in our Christian body. I do. It concerns me. A lot of pastors and a lot of parishioners are preaching, oh, the rapture is close. All these signs are pointing to the rapture. I know, folks, I call it the rupture. It's not scriptural. You look at where that whole concept came and from whence it came. An Illuminati agent brought that to the churches, folks. There is no way that God will just magically raise up all believers to the clouds and let them and save them from these problems. No, he empowers you to fight it. That's how you gain your crown of glory with him. You don't be taken out of the fight. Please wake up. Oh my heavens. And because of that, so many, I say millions of Christians are saying, come on, take me away, Calgon. Take me away. I'm ready. And they don't engage in the battle. And who wins with that? Well, the demons win. That's who wins. Heavens, stop it. Please. Gird up your armor. That's scriptural. Put on the whole armor of God. Fight against these evil ones. Again, one of my other favorite scriptures is Ephesians and Galatians. Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We don't fight against people. We don't fight against the flesh and blood Kamala Harris. We don't. We fight against the principalities, the powers, the spiritual forces in high places. That's who we fight against. That's who we fight against, folks. Ephesians, the letters to Paul. And I would advise you to read all of, and put it in context, read Ephesians 5. Read about why we are called to do battle. We have given light. It doesn't say anywhere in any of Paul's letters, any of the original church fathers, for the first Orthodox churches formed, none of them have any writings that we're going to just be righteous enough to be called up into the clouds and not fight the battle. No, no. What, put on the whole armor of God so you can go up into the clouds and sing Kumbaya? My goodness. And so we have these pastors preaching neutrality, you see. That's the other two-edged side of this two-edged sword. We have 501c3. We're regulated by the IRS. If we be political and we tell people, really analyze the different parties, we can lose our tax-exempt status. Oh, my gosh. Hello, people. Whew. Look who brought us. The 501c3, Lyndon Baines Johnson, yeah. The same Jesuit, evil individual who brought us the debauched currency, who took away our silver standard, folks. That's Lyndon Baines Johnson. High traitor to this nation. High traitor. And our corporate churches, we're neutral. Folks, I want to leave you with the words of our founding father. Timeless words of George Washington. I'm proud to say I'm a member of the Black Robe Regiment, have been for over two decades. Here is the mandate of the Black Robe Regiment, the BRR, that surrounded, was praying before every Continental Congress meeting. Powerful prayer. One of the last words of George Washington, as he kind of faded away and passed away, he said, quote, "I consider it my indispensable duty to close this last solemn act of my official life by commanding the interest of our dearest country to the protection of Almighty God and those who have the superintendence of them into the holy keeping." The superintendence of them into this holy keeping, meaning into the protection of Almighty God. Who was he speaking to there, ladies and gentlemen? Congress? The elected representatives? No. The Black Robe Regiment called BRR. Those who have the superintendence. You see, there is no denomination. There is no 501c3 status given the Black Robe Regiment. If you never heard of the BRR before, well, check it out, folks. No bricks and mortar church to go to, no. That's not what BRR does. It's not what they're commissioned to do. The scripture says, where two or more are gathered in my name, Christ himself said, there I will be also. You see, we're not, the presence of God is not found in temples or churches made of stone. They're found in the hearts and the physical bodies of those who love him. And that's the divine commission of the Black Robe Regiment since the very days of George Washington. Were our founding fathers Masons? You bet they were. But the Masons at that day, if you look at what happened in those Masonic lodges, they always began and ended with prayer to Almighty God the Father through his Son, Jesus Christ. They did not block access to that. That came later in the 1820s, in the 1820s and 30s. The infiltration of the Illuminati Satanism into these black lodges. So now the Masons preach, oh, Allah is God, or Baal, whoever you worship. You can say anything you want in those induction ceremonies all the way to the 33rd degree. You can say all you want, but you cannot invoke Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot invoke Adonai, a.k.a. the Master, a.k.a. the one who is our Redeemer. What does that tell you about Masonry? Oh, it's ecumenical, Dr. Roth. All are welcome. No, all are welcome in Mason's halls, except for Christians who want to bear witness of Christ. If I were to give this rhetoric that I showed on this show today, I would be barred, and I would probably be arrested for trespass in a Masonic hall today. That's what's happening. And so we have, you know, these high-ranking individuals who are high-level Masons, and they say, well, Masonry is good. We'll come, you know, it's okay to be a Mason and to be part of the white brotherhood and protect each other. But you're really, they're really saying, we are inducting you into Illuminati, Satanism, high-level Luciferianism, and we're doing it without you knowing it. Folks, that's why what it means to be as wise as a serpent, as harmless as a dove. Our words are our sword. Our words are our arrows. Our thoughts of truth and light are our buckler and our shield. Folks, again, this is an hour of power today, a power that has to resound back to, again, exposing what's going on. I thank Judge Joe Brown for his words and power that have come out, exposing really who Kamala Harris really is. I call her the chameleon Kamala or the communist Kamala. It doesn't matter, folks. She wants to destroy this country. And it's not, again, flesh and blood Kamala. It's who is controlling her, powerfully so. Yeah, the Jennifer Lopez is the Kardashians, okay? This is, folks, if you don't think they are purely satanic, your eyes are closed. I mean, heavens, trending on all these social platforms. How wonderful, what a wonderful costume Kardashian put up. I mean, she's the icon of what's great in style in this worldly feminine world of Lilith, okay, the demoness. My heavens. She actually put full makeup on as a albino alligator, crocodile, albino lizard, folks. And she admits in her video, I'm a shapeshifter. I'm coming out clean now. I'm showing you who I am. What's so amazing is they're not hiding it anymore. Because they feel so empowered. Okay? We need to do the same. We in the body of Christ have to do the same. We have to come out of the closet. Throw away the false concept. You're going to be taken up into this cloud to be with Christ, and you don't have to fight this battle. Whoa, that is so, so absolute wrong. We are here to fight. We are here to put on the whole armor of God and make declarations. I want to just end with a truth. This is a true news story coming out of the UK. I spent a whole hour on this on my radio show, The Story Behind the Story, just Friday. It's an amazing story. It sounds crazy, but check it out, folks. The United Kingdom just recently passed enforcing a large sweeping ordinance. They already knew that around certain selected abortion centers in the UK, it's illegal to go and gather as true believers and have prayer vigils. They outlawed that. Prayer vigils are outlawed around abortion facilities, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Why? Why are they so afraid of prayer? If it's just words, if it's just people praying words, what does it matter? Because I'm telling you, folks, prayer has power to change the human heart. Oh, my goodness, no, we outlaw. You can't have any prayer vigils outside in a certain proximity of these abortion hospitals and clinics. No. But now the latest is you can't even pray silently. Wait a minute. How do you know we're praying silently? You mean because we close our eyes and bow our heads? Or maybe we're just meditating. Maybe we have a migraine headache. Maybe we're just trying to, you know, just to let the dazzles clear. No, ladies and gentlemen. The reason why they outlawed it is because the next generation of artificial intelligence that is being deployed in the UK and will soon be deployed all across America in the 15-minute United Nations cities, okay, for total surveillance is simply this. You walk down anywhere outside of your house, maybe even in your house now, they will have artificial intelligence facial recognition software. You walk outside, boop, they know who you are. They verify you. The next generation of artificial intelligence-driven facial recognition also will read what you're thinking. Rice, there's an old science fiction movie called The Minority Report, starring Tom Cruise, where they show this. They can monitor through the massive computer system people's thoughts, and the AI will, through what's called precognition, precogs, again, psychics in a vat of water, can tell with 95 to 99% certainty this person will commit a crime. So they're arrested before their crime is even committed. Is that crazy? Folks, welcome to George Orwell's 1984 and the thought police. What in the world, where did George Orwell get this? So long ago. Science fiction, the thought police? Uh-uh, folks. Again, why do they want to outlaw prayer? Even silent prayer. Why is it a threat to them? I think you know the answer to that, ladies and gentlemen, because prayer connects you one-on-one with our Creator and His legion of warring angels. When our Heavenly Father, aka Christ in the flesh, who was Emmanuel, God with us, the Father came and took on flesh, Yahushua Messiah. Yahushua literally means that. The word Yahushua means Yah, God, the powerful, almighty Father, Shua, coming into the world by means of a womb, a woman. That's what Yahushua means, ladies and gentlemen. He will save you. This God in the flesh individual will come to save you. That is what is in the name, Yahushua. People say, well, it doesn't really matter. Jesus works. Yeah, folks, it doesn't matter really. You know, you call a rose by any other name, it still smells sweet. But the contractual power of the contract name is critical. You want to do deliverance ministry, you got to learn this. Yeah, some demons will just kind of depart with the name Jesus because, see, the hard J was never even in the vocabulary of the original Aramaic or Paleo-Hebrew. That's a modern addition to the English language brought to us by the Pope in Rome, folks. Jesus. G, what? J, Zeus? Zeus? Yeah, the pantheon god of the Romans. See, whoa. It's not Yahshua. Yahshua means save us now, God. Contractually, it's important to have the right name in our prayers. So, I mean, when you want power prayer, ladies and gentlemen, and you won't learn this from your pastor, I guarantee you. I shouldn't be so inclusive. There's some pastors that understand this. Yahshua Messiah. Power in that name, always and forever. How do you think when we see the promise, whatever you ask in my name, I will give you. His name is Yahshua, Yahushua Messiah, ladies and gentlemen. Use it, empower it, see it enrich your lives. Oh, and just parenthetically in closing, the Great Commission is to go and baptize with water. This is the resurrected Yahshua came and told Peter and the boys, go out and spread good tidings. Baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Those are pronouns, folks. Baptizing in a pronoun is not the same as baptizing in the name. Name is Heroia, Yahushua Messiah, Ruach Kodesh, Holy Spirit. I leave this with you in those the sacred name. Pray for this country in your closets, all over, today and all day, every day of the year. God bless you. God bless you. Signing off to Dr. H. Ruach. Be well.
There has never been a better time to buy gold and silver. To buy gold and silver direct, call our partners at Cornerstone Asset Metals. You can reach them at 888-747-3309 and make sure to tell them the Power Hour sent you.
In a world full of uncertainties, one thing you can control is your preparedness. Heaven's Harvest is here to help you protect your family when it matters most. Imagine having peace of mind with every meal, knowing it's non-GMO and made right here in the USA. From emergency survival food that lasts up to 25 years to heirloom seeds that ensure your garden thrives, we've got you covered. Why wait for a crisis when you can be ready now? With Heaven's Harvest, you're not just buying supplies, you're investing in your family's future. Secure your peace of mind with Heaven's Harvest. Stay prepared, stay safe. Your family deserves it. Visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 and take the first step towards ultimate preparedness today.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.